Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Based on the data that we've received from all the branches of the military, not a single religious exemption request has been granted. We're going to be talking to two members of the United States Marine Corps, Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we've been privileged to defend those who are defending our freedom in this lawsuit in Navy SEAL 1 versus Biden. And we have two of those stellar plaintiffs with us today, Lieutenant Colonel Jane Doe and Major John Doe, and we're using pseudonyms for their security. Thank you guys for joining us today. And let's just jump right in. You know, you have your religious exemptions have not been granted. They are still pending. But what are you doing right now to encourage other military members to stand for the freedom against these shots?
And before you actually talk about that, when Holly says that they're pending, they've actually been denied. And you have them up on appeal, which is the very last phase. And if that appeal is denied, and not a single appeal that we know of has been granted yet, and that's why we have this lawsuit, then the consequences of that would be discipline, significant discipline that not only involves you, but also other members of the Corps.
That's correct.
So what are you seeing with the other members of the Corps? Are they... Do you find some that are succumbing to the pressure? Do you find others that are depressed? How are they handling it? We have actually talked to a number of military chaplains, particularly in the Navy. And in the Navy, the military chaplains are saying that they believe, because of the pressure and the abuse that they've seen, unprecedented in their career, that the number of suicides will actually increase within the United States Navy. Because of the pressure that people are under. Are you seeing something like that within the Marine Corps environment?
Yes, sir. I think the chaplains are absolutely correct in their assessment. I can't speak for the actual numbers because I haven't seen those numbers, but my husband and I are in contact with multiple service members from all branches and also federal government employees, because we've created a ministry for this very purpose to assist service members that's in need. And many of them are in dire straits. They don't know what to do because their careers are at stake here. And that's the way that they support their family. Some of them have said that they literally feel like their head is about to be chopped off, which is an absolutely terrible feeling. I mean, my husband and I, we're both active duty and we're both potentially going to lose our jobs, basically our entire income for our household. And so we definitely understand what these service members are experiencing, but we've also communicated with some family members as well who have reached out to us because their son was contemplating suicide. Mm. And I mean, it's...
So you're actually seeing that too, and where you have contact with other people.
Yes, sir. And in fact, our ministry, it's called Biblical Citizens. And we are actually doing a prayer vigil every evening, and we call it 707 Central. It's a Jericho-themed prayer that we've been doing because we believe that prayer is the only thing that's going to change this.
Yeah, absolutely. Major John, you Lieutenant Colonel Jane Doe are husband and wife, and you met in the United States Marine Corps. And it was through that experience that ultimately led to a spiritual rebirth of Lieutenant Colonel Jane Doe, based upon some of her past history that she had before joining the Marine Corps when she was in college and she was raped. So both of you have very strong religious convictions, love the Lord, and don't want these shots injected into your body because of your obedience to the Lord. And because these shots, all of them, whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson, they used aborted fetal cell lines in their testing and or development phase, and now you're being told to violate your religious beliefs. Essentially, what you're being told is disobey God. Disobey God. As a member of the United States Marine Corps, you and your other core members have fought for our Constitution of the United States of America. What are you thinking in this part of your career that you've come to a situation like this? And what hope would you want to give to other members of the armed services, the service members in all the various branches, including people who are not in the armed services, but who want to do something to pray and to do other kind of help for men and women, whether it's in the service or outside of the service, who are facing these kinds of decisions?
Major John, can you speak to that?
Yes, certainly. Well, the answer is that there is hope in one source. And when we come to a crossroads and there is all our other efforts and remedies are exhausted, there remains an appeal to heaven. And that's where we stand. Our conscience is key, and following it is an element that we cannot do without in military service or anywhere else. So, and when we do that, I believe that God is on our side and will grant us favor and victory regardless of the odds, as he did for this nation in its beginning. I want to touch Marine Corps doctrinal publication number one says that the behavior of yes men will not be tolerated. And our Marines hymn says we're supposed to be the first to fight for right and freedom. Well, it's always right to do right, and it's always wrong to do wrong. And I have to follow my conscience, and we all have to. And this is, it may be difficult and dark times of pressure, and folks feel surrounded. But the truth is that when we stand for right and freedom, God is on our side.
Amen.
Amen. You know, you've always had, well, obviously you have the United States Constitution of the First Amendment protecting your religious free exercise. Mm-hmm. You also have what the Supreme Court called a super statute, and that's the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And the judge in the case where we were before recently on November the 15th focused on that because it's a very strong law that protects religious freedom. You also have within the Corps itself and with all the branches of the military, internal policies and procedures that are designed to protect religious freedom. You have people who, during the draft or some other kind of work within the military, are conscientious objectors for various religious reasons. And yet now we've come to this. We've come to this issue. And at the highest levels of the United States government, and the Department of Defense, they've made this such an issue that people like you and others who literally have been deployed in the most difficult, dangerous spots in the world, some of whom enlisted right after 9/11, and they're approaching their 20th year anniversary. They've missed birthdays and Christmas parties. They've missed the birth of the child. They've missed the very first step. They've missed the very first words of that child, because they have been deployed in places of very extreme danger. And now over this, you're being forced to take these shots. And it's not as in the private employment sector, just losing your income is bad enough as that would be, particularly for you as husband and wife. Mm-hmm. Dual income would be gone. But getting discharged when you have honorably served for so many years in the United States military. Thank you for your stand and for your courage, and thank you for ministering to other people within the armed services, not only in the United States Marine Corps, but as you're reaching out to others. In the last 60 seconds, Lieutenant Colonel or Major John, do you have any closing thoughts?
I do. If our service and sacrifice mean nothing to the leaders in those key positions, that is between them and God. But our service and sacrifice for freedom up until now means nothing if we surrender to evil instead of standing for freedom. So whoever may judge me, I will stand before God and men with my conscience clear and my honor clean.
Thank you. We consider you guys heroes.
Thank you very much. I mean, that is powerful. Mm-hmm. And every person in this country should hear that, and we will do what we can to make sure they do. You are in our prayers. We are fighting for you to the best of our ability. God bless you both, and may God continue to bless your ministry. For more information, you can visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. For more on these COVID shots, you can go to lc.org/vaccine. And if you are facing this kind of pressure, also go to lc.org/exempt.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.